Now, mutations are effectively genetic spelling mistakes in our DNA that crop up as we age. And you may have heard of them as being the causes of diseases like cancer. But are these errors always bad for us? This week, scientists in Amsterdam have been looking at the blood of a 115-year-old woman to see what her genes can tell us about living longer. Hannah Holsteger is from the VU University Medical Centre in Amsterdam, and she led the study. Now, 115 years is pretty impressive. Was the woman still healthy at that age?
Well, at that time, she had a gastric tumour, and that's actually what she died of. But her blood cells were still very healthy.
And that was what you were looking at, her blood cells. So what did you find?
Well, actually, what we found is that her blood cells had many mutations, 450 in the repetitive, non-repetitive genome. But they were in the fractions of blood cells that had these mutations were such that it could only be possible that they were derived from only two stem cells, one of which was actually derived from the other. And that we did not expect to find.
So what's the case in a young person, for example? How many stem cells would their blood cells be derived from?
Well, it is estimated that that everybody is born with about 20,000 blood stem cells, of which about 1,000 are active simultaneously. So 2, then, is a very, very limited number.
But she was still okay, even though she only had these 2. What do we think was going on there?
Well, it could be that during our aging, the amount of stem cells really decreases by, well, enormously. And so, you know, what happens if she would have grown older, if she would not have died from this gastric tumor? What would have happened then if she would have had only one stem cell, or, you know, if having no stem cells is not united with life? So what would that mean?
So what does this tell us about aging and what might cause that process?
Well, we don't really know what exactly happened to all the other stem cells. It could be that they are inactive or senescent. We have no idea. But we did see that the telomeres had shortened extremely compared to all the other tissues that we tested.
Can you explain to me what exactly telomeres are and why they're important?
So telomeres are at the end of each chromosome, and with every division of each cell, the telomeres shorten. And it's been found that when they get short to a certain limit, that then the cell that has these telomeres, or shortest telomeres, will die. So it could be that the stem cells have had so many divisions that they could not live any longer and died. But we don't know if that is actually the case. We do know that they were very short, though, the telomeres.
So you talked about this woman having 450 mutations. That sounds like a lot. How do you know that she wasn't just born with them?
Well, we tested her blood cells, and we compared that with the brain cells. And the brain cells hardly divide after birth. And the blood cells, obviously, they had to supply all the blood cells. So the blood stem cells had many divisions after birth. So what we did is we used the brain cells as a proxy for her genome during birth, and then we compared that with the blood cells, and those changes are what we counted.
Okay, and what do you think the next step is? I mean, this was done on one woman. Are you looking for other people who are 115 to do the same sort of process on?
Well, 115 is a pretty peculiar age to get, but so we are looking at other people with extreme ages, and we are trying to find the same thing.
And we're hoping that this maybe one day will give us the elixir of youth.
Well, I mean, lots of research is necessary to do that, but yes, it could be that this is an extremely important part of, you know, if there is no telomeres left, or if all stem cells are inactive, then that may be a bit of a difficult thing to live with. So, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you, Hannah. Thanks to Hannah Holsteger. That work was published this week in Genome Research.